弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我这次，哎呀，我从东岸回来参加我们的显堂的典礼的聚会。
I came back from East Coast to attend the dedication ceremony for our
sanctuary. 我里面非常的兴奋，
I was so excited.
喜乐、感恩、赞美。
My heart was full of excitement, joy, and praise.
但是我个人感觉自己非常的软弱，非常的羞愧。
Yet I felt very ashamed and weak for myself.
因为在2005年，我们教会把鲍威尔的地的所有权拿到以后
，After we obtained the ownership of this place in year 2005,
我参加了个感恩见证聚会。
I went to the Thanksgiving testimony meeting.
但是第二天我们就到东岸迈尔兰去了。
Then the next day, my wife and I moved to the East Coast.
因为我当时的身体啊，有个很严重的毛病。
Because at that time, I had some sickness on my body.
我脊椎骨痛，下创，起创都很困难。
My spinal cord hurt, and it was hard for me to get out of my bed.
只好到东岸去，到大儿子家，让他来照顾我们。
So we moved to the East Coast to live with my oldest son, so that they could take care of me.
所以我觉得我等于知道这两年来教会一路面临很多征战。
And I know in the past 2 years, the church has gone through a series of spiritual battles.
我从征战的前方退下来。
Yeah, I withdrew myself from the front line of the battle.
但是我这次来呢，有一个很大的安慰。
But yet, this time I came, I felt very comforted.
我觉得我是大卫年间那个看守兵器的人。
I felt I was the one that in David's years was the one that watched the equipment, the arms.
所以回来和大家一同分享神的祝福，
so、that,
分享喜乐。
So that I get to come back here to share the joy and the squander with people.
我感觉我们教会的很多属灵方面都有进步，有好的见证。
I feel our church has made a lot of progress in many areas and established good testimony.
我现在用五个心来见证弟兄姊妹的进步和见证。
I'd like to testify your improvement and progress in 5 areas.
第一个就是信心的进步。
First, in the area of faith.
当初神为了这个地给我们教会有了话。
The Lord gave us words to purchase this land.
让我们立刻上去得地为业。
To go up to take possession of this land right away.
大家相信我们的神是亲口应许、亲手成全一切的神。
We believe our God who can fulfill what He promised.
我们知道前头有很多困难，有高山，有低谷。
Even though we knew there are many difficulties ahead of us, up and downs.
有很多属灵的战争。
Many spiritual battles.
大家坚持的信心一路走到底了。
But yet we held on to our faith and walked all the way.
所以这是信心方面的进步和见证。
So this is our testimony of faith.
第二个方面我就说通心。
Second, it's in one accord.
因为当时这个场地太大。
Because at that time, the facility, the land is too big.
远超过我们的需要和我们那个经济力量的负担。
It's far more than what we need and what we could afford.
但是弟兄姐妹大家同人众人与同一人一样。
But yet, we were just like one, with one heart, just like one person.
没有一个有服侍的弟兄姐妹在侍奉聚会里头提出不同的意见。
No one had any objection or different opinions.
遇见失败困难的时候，没有一个说我们好不好放弃鲍威尔，我们另外找一个小的地方。
Even though we went through some difficult times, yet no one suggested that we just give up and find another place.
大家非常同心。
We were all in one unity.
第三个就是说大家尽心。
And we try our best.
我们知道主耶稣叫约翰写信给菲拉切菲的教会。
When the Lord Jesus commanded Apostle John to write a letter to the church at Philadelphia.
称赞他们说你们略有点力量也都遵守了我的道。
To commend them for having a little bit of strength and keep God's commands.
所以弟兄姐妹是尽心竭力顺服神的命令向前。
We have tried our best to keep God's command to move forward.
第四一个，我说大家是忠心。
Fourth is to be faithful.
因为献堂之前有很多事情啊，需要大家来服侍。
Before the dedication, there were many things to be done by brothers and sisters.
献堂的头一天，我那个第二个儿子从 New Jersey 过来参加我们的献堂典礼。
The day before our dedication ceremony, my second son came from New Jersey to attend to here.
他一下飞机就来到我们场地来看一看。
And right after he got off the plane, he came to the site.
然后他去看到我的时候说，明天不可能有献堂的聚会。
Then he came to see me. He told me it's impossible to have dedication ceremony the next day.
因为他在东岸一个很大的教会，也是做长老的服侍。
Because he is an elder at a very large church in the East Coast.
他们礼拜天有两千多人的聚会。
Every Sunday they have more than 2,000 people attending.
他那天看我们的情形啊，他也负责过建堂的工作。
Because he has gone through this dedication and also church building, so when he saw our condition the night before,
根据他的经验说，起码还要三天以后才可以献堂。
According to experience, he says at least 3 more days before they could be ready.
但是第二天照常献堂聚会就举行了。
But then the next day we had a dedication ceremony.
听说弟兄姊妹动员了所有的力量，大家忠心的服侍，一切都摆好了。
I heard everyone participated and be very, very faithful and done everything.
所以弟兄姊妹是忠心于神家的服侍。
So brothers and sisters are very faithful to the services at God's house.
最后一个，我说大家的爱心。
Lastly, it's your love.
我们知道所罗门建殿是在摩利亚山。
We know that the King Solomon built temple on the Mount Moriah.
摩利亚山上发生什么事情啊？
Do you know what happened on Mount Moriah?
亚伯拉罕因信凭着爱心把他的独生儿子献在祭坛上。
It is the place where Abraham offered his only son out of faith and love to God.
那也是预表的我们的父神为了救罪人把他的爱子当作羔羊献上。
Which is also a type of our Heavenly Father for the sake of sinners offer His Son.
所以这就是说爱心的奉献。
So this is a sacrifice out of love.
弟兄姊妹，这些大多数的人这些年把你爱的财物都为教会摆上了。
And most brothers and sisters here in the past years have offered your money, your wealth.
所以大家在爱心上有非常美的见证和进步。
So you establish a very good testimony and make progress in the area of love.
我来到以后非常喜乐。
So I'm so joyful.
我知道神所要的那个顺利的灵宫都建立起来了。
I know that God has built up His desired spiritual home.
我们教会要成为一个荣耀的教会，合神心意的教会。
This is a glorious church, a church that pleases God.
我今天和大家要分享一个题目。
Today I'd like to share with you a message.
好像是不太适合于现在这个时候。
It may seem irrelevant to what we are now.
我这个题目是神百姓的复兴。
It's the restoration of God's people.
刚才说过，弟兄姊妹大多数人都在复兴的流里。
As I shared, the most of brothers and sisters are already restored.
大家都在属灵的高峰。
And then you are at a spiritual height.
但是难免有少数的人。
But yet some minority.
就是年轻的弟兄姐妹或者属灵年轻的弟兄姐妹还是有属灵软弱的光景。
Or those who are young in age or in
我愿和大家一同来勉励。
So I would like to share and encourage with one another.
我们每个人都进到复兴的流里。
That's all entering into the flow of restoration.
我们知道以色列国成立以后
After the establishment of the kingdom of Israel,
大卫的时候，他是最强盛的时候。
And then the reign of King David was the strongest.
他把周围的帝国统统征服了。
And he has conquered all the nations around his kingdom.
但是神百姓最好的时候还是在所罗门王的时代。
But yet, Israel was at its peak, during the reign of Solomon.
Solomon 王建了神的圣殿。
The King Solomon established the temple of God.
神的荣耀就充满在殿中。
And the glory of God filled the temple.
全国上下守节献祭，欢喜快乐。
The entire nation celebrated, offered sacrifices.
所以所罗门的时代，属灵光景是最好的时候。
So it was the best of their spiritual condition.
但是到了他所罗门的晚年，他失败了。
But yet King Solomon fell when he was at old age.
以色列国分了两个国。
And the kingdom was split into half.
北方是以色列，南方是犹大。
The north is the kingdom of Israel, and the south the kingdom of Judah.
我们看历代志和列王记，我们发现。
From the book of Chronicles and Kings.
当一个好王起来的时候，全国都复兴。
When a good king came to throne, the entire nation would be revived.
但是一个王不好的时候，神的百姓就堕落。
When a bad king comes to throne, then the people of Israel will fall.
所以教会的领袖影响非常大。
We can see the leaders in church have great influence on people.
我现在和大家分享的是西西家年间的复兴。
Now I'd like to share with you the restoration in the years of King Hezekiah.
我现在把他复兴方面的几个方面和大家来分享。
I'd like to go over some areas in the restoration, the revival in his year.
他第一个是敞开殿门，恢复敬拜。
First, he opened the temple doors and restored worship.
我们看了历代志下二十九章第三节。
Second Chronicles chapter 29 verse 3.
我想你们都有这个提纲哈。
You all have the program sheet, the outline.
我们来读这个。元年正月，开了耶和华殿的门，重新修理。西西家做的第一件事，就把圣殿的门打开了。
So the first thing King Hezekiah did was to open the doors of the temple.
因为他父亲亚哈斯王的时候啊，他把圣殿的门都紧闭起来了。
Because his father shut the doors of the temple.
换句话说，以色列百姓中有圣殿而没有敬拜。
In other words, the kingdom of Israel has a temple but no worship.
那今天的话来讲，保罗在哥林多前书第三章讲。
In other words, just as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里面吗？
He says, don't you know that you're the temple of the Lord and God's Spirit dwells within you?
在哥林多书第六章又说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul again said,
岂不知你们的身子就是神的殿？
Don't you know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit?
神的灵就住在我们里边。
And God's Spirit dwells within you.
弟兄姊妹，我们每个人都有一个小小的殿。
Brothers and sisters, we all have a small temple.
平常属灵光景不好的时候，我们就是殿门关闭。
When our spiritual condition is low, it's as if we shut the door of the temple.
我可以举例来解释啊。
Let me give you an example.
就是有的弟兄姊妹，你进到聚会中。
Some brothers and sisters, when they come to meetings,
大家在那唱诗赞美神。
They are singing songs and worshiping God.
我们唱到耶稣的爱是那么甘甜。
And we sing how sweet is the love of Jesus.
我们唱到说我们要爱主是现在。
And then we say it is time now to love Jesus.
但是口在唱，心没有喝。
But we might be just singing with our mouth, but not with our heart.
口唱的主可爱，里头没有爱的感觉。
And we may be singing with our mouth that Jesus is so lovely, but then we do not feel the sense of love.
这就是说我们是殿门关闭。
As if our temple doors are shut.
没有正式的敬拜。
There's no true worship.
所以一个弟兄姊妹要得到复兴。
In order for us to be revived.
最要紧的要恢复心灵诚实的敬拜。
We have to restore our worship in truth and love.
有人坐在这里聚会。
When we are here to worship,
人在心不在。
Sometimes we are here hourly, but then our hearts are not here.
一方面来听讲台的话。
We might be hearing a sermon.
看样子好像在听。
As if we are paying attention.
心想的是 教会外面的人事物。
But we might be thinking of other things and people outside of church.
所以就人在心不在。
So even though we're here physically, our hearts are not here.
我想这是很多弟兄姊妹会有这个经历。
So we often have this experience.
所以我们需要神的复兴。
We need God to revive us.
让我们每个人进到神面前来。
So when we come before God,
尤其在我们等候主的时候，
especially when we draw close to God,
我们的心觉得就在神的面前。
Let's focus our hearts before God.
我们要有真实的敬拜。
And so we have a genuine worship.
我们再看第二个项目。
Second thing, King Hezekiah did.
洁净圣殿，粉碎偶像。
He sanctified the temple and smashed the idols.
我们读历代志下二十九章十七节。
Let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 17.
从正月初一日洁净起，用八日的功夫洁净耶和华的殿。下边是带下往下十八的四节。
Then 2 Kings 18 verse 4.
他毁坏诸像，砍下木偶。这里说西西家王的做的第二件事。
So this is the second thing King Hezekiah did.
因为他父亲亚哈斯作王十六年。
Because his father, King Ahaz, reigned for 16 years.
圣殿的门关起来了。
He shut the doors of the temple.
里面是污秽肮脏。
And then it was full of defilement.
而且里面还有柱像，还有木偶。
It's even got sacred stones and idols.
所以他用了八天时间把圣殿清理干净，然后把柱像、木偶都粉碎掉。
So he used 8 days to sanctify the temple and smash all the idols and sacred stones.
那我们今天的话来讲。
So in other words,
我们每个人这个殿需要宝血洁净。
We need the precious blood to cleanse our temple.
我相信我们每个人得救的时候都有个彻底认罪祷告的经历。
I believe when we were first saved, we have confessed our sins and be cleansed.
我记得我刚在救的时候是七十年前。
When I was first saved 70 years ago.
我的母亲为我们几个弟兄按手祷告。
My mother laid her hand on us brothers and prayed for us.
圣灵大大的感动我。
And the Holy Spirit greatly moved me.
我灵里看见十字架上的主看到自己的败坏。
And in the spirit I saw the Lord on the cross and see how corrupted I was.
我跪在地上痛哭流涕一个小时才起来。
So I knelt down and wept for 1 hour.
起来以后感觉的两个肩膀那么轻松，浑身觉得好舒服。
And after I got up, I felt so relieved and so refreshed.
我知道我得到新的生命。
I knew I had a new life.
开始过更新的生活。
And then I can start living a new life.
弟兄姊妹啊。
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天是生在罪中，活在罪中的人。
We were born in sin and lived in sin.
这世界上满了罪恶的事情。
The world is just full of sin.
刚才我们的牧暖姊妹在这特别提到同性恋。
Sister Ellie just shared with us about homosexuality.
这是神所非常恨恶、神不喜欢的事。
This is something that God really hates.
罗马书二章特别讲。如果信这些可耻的事要受当得的报应。
In the book of Romans chapter 2, it specifically says, those who does these things will be judged.
所以今天同性恋一个艾滋病就是神在这里刑罚这些罪恶。
I believe the epidemic of AIDS is a punishment for homosexuality.
我们基督徒要常常地去宝血的洁净。
So we need to be often cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus.
我们知道有神的仆人宋尚杰。
There's a God's servant, Dr. Song.
他每天晚上睡觉之前跪在地上认罪祷告。
Every night before he went to bed, he would be on his knees confessing his sins.
然后他有无愧的良心，清洁的心。
So that he will have a cleansed heart and a clear conscience.
然后他出去传福音，出去侍奉神。
Then he will go to preach gospel to serve God.
所以他才会带来我们所谓山东大复兴。
Therefore, he brought a great revival in the province of Shandong.
我盼望我们弟兄姐妹，我不知道你最后一次认罪有好久了。
I don't know when was the last time that you confessed your sins.
我们应该常常在宝血底下把我们洗得干净。
Let's often be cleansed under the precious blood of Jesus.
另外就是要粉碎偶像。
Then we need to smash our idols.
当然大家不可能家里有个柱像有个木偶。
I believe none of us have sacred stones or idols in our house.
木像树林的原则就是
But in the spiritual meaning,
任何一个人事物代替了主耶稣在我们心里的地位那就是偶像。
If there's anyone or anything that replaces Jesus in our heart, that person or that thing is our idol.
过去在台湾有的时候社会风气就是买卖这个股票。
In the past in Taiwan, people were crazy about buying stocks and trading stocks.
很多人早上起来第一件事打开小收音机听这个股票的行情。
In the past, many people who got up for the first thing in the morning is to listen to the stock market.
然后再去买卖。
And then start trading.
心里爱的就是钱财。
So the first love in the heart is money.
钱财就是我们的偶像。
The money is our idol.
有的人啊，一醒了就想到老板。
And some people, when they wake up, the first thing they think about is their boss.
想到老板对我们的要求和工作的安排。
And then, the requirement and the work arrangement from the boss.
我们希望尽量的让老板满足给我加薪给我升级。
And then we try our best to please the boss so that we get the promotion and the raise that we want.
这老板就是我们的偶像。
Then our boss becomes our idols.
我们应该让主在里头凡事居首位。
We should let GodLord, the Lord have the first place in our hearts in everything.
我们应该活的一举一动都是为耶稣。
So that whatever we do, we live for Jesus.
我最喜欢读 Lawrence 弟兄的书。
I love to read the books by Brother Lawrence.
他在厨房里当厨师忙得不得了。
He was a chef, working in the kitchen, and he was very busy.
但是他每一个时刻活在主的同在里头。
But yet he kept himself in the presence of God every single moment.
他说他在厨房里和神亲近的光景啊，和在退休会一样。
He says he's nearing to the Lord in the kitchen, just the same as he was in the conference.
他在地上捡起一棵草，一棵树枝来，都是为主而做。
Whenever he picked up something, even like leaves or branches from the ground, he was doing for the Lord.
让主在里头凡事居首位。
That the Lord have the first place in our heart in everything.
一个生活动作都是为了主耶稣。
Whatever we do it for the Lord.
我们要去掉所有的偶像。
Smash all the idols.
好，到第三个。
Third thing.
是废去秋坛，逃生喜悦。
King Hezekiah removed the high places and he pleased God.
我们知道什么是秋坛干什么用的。
Do you know what high places are for?
秋坛是为了献祭用的。
I was used to offer sacrifices.
献祭神喜欢不喜欢
Does God like sacrifices?
我们看见那个诺亚时代洪水灭世
In the time of Noah, when the flood destroyed the world.
诺亚一家八口从方舟里头出来以后做的第一件事筑坛献祭
And after the family of Noah came out of the ark, the first thing they did was toEstablish an altar and offer sacrifices.
神闻到那个祭物的馨香之气，说我再不因人的罪恶毁灭世界。
When God smelled the aroma of the sacrifice, He says, "I will never destroy this earth with blood anymore."
神喜欢人献祭。
Yes, God does like people to offer sacrifices.
但是这里西西家把秋坛废去。
But here, King Hezekiah removed the high places.
为什么不要秋坛啊
Why not on high places?
我们读下边列王记上三章三节。
Let's read First King chapter 3 verse 3 together.
我们大家一同来读。
Let's read together.
所罗门爱耶和华，遵行他父亲大卫的律例，只是还在秋坛献祭烧香。所罗门爱耶和华，好不好？好。
Solomon loved the Lord. Was that good? Yes, it was good.
遵行他父亲大卫的律例，好不好？好。
Walking in the statue of his father David, was it good? Yes.
但是下头只是还在秋坛献祭烧香，不好。
And yet it says, except he sacrifice and burn incense at the high places. So that was not good.
换句话是用秋坛献祭神不喜欢。
In other words, God was not pleased that he uses high places to offer sacrifices.
我们所有的侍奉，所有的敬拜，都应该照着圣经的榜样，圣灵的引导。
Our services and offerings should follow the pattern in the scripture and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们要完全讨神的喜欢。
So that we will please God completely.
现在有很多服事，大家照着世界的样子。
Many services nowadays are done according to the pattern of the world.
侍奉的目的神喜欢，侍奉的原则方法神不喜欢。
God may like our motivation to serve, but not our ways.
所以这就是说，我们用的方法，用的什么来侍奉神，神也非常看重。
In other words, God really cares how we serve Him, the ways we serve Him.
为了时间，我就简单的是说，再看第四个。
And then now the fourth thing He did.
打碎铜蛇，除掉传统。
He broke the bronze serpent and removed tradition.
摩西在旷野里曾经做了一条铜蛇挂起来。
Moses made a bronze serpent and hang it on the pole.
那是在民数记二十一章，当时神的百姓走沿海以东地，路非常难走。
It was recorded in the book of Numbers, chapter 21, when the people Israelites were walking in the desert, having a harder time.
所以他们就抱怨，那就是说怨毒神和摩西。
So they complained against God and Moses.
就是抱怨，而且亵渎了。神和摩西
They complained and blasphemed.
神就叫火蛇进来，把他们咬死了很多人。
So God caused a fiery serpent to enter into their crowd and then kill many people.
后来摩西祷告神，神说你做一个铜蛇把它挂起来。
And Moses prayed, God commanded Moses to make a bronze serpent and hang it on the pole.
凡被蛇咬的人一看铜蛇就不至于死了。
Anyone who got bitten,As long as they look upon the bronze serpent, they will not die.
这是当时临时的一个救赎的办法。
So it was a temporary solution for salvation.
那是预表新约了耶稣基督和他的十字架。
But it's a type for Christ and his cross.
耶稣在约翰福音第三章说过。
So Jesus said in John chapter 3,
当日摩西怎样举蛇，人子要被举起来。
How Moses lift up the bronze serpent, so will the Son of Man be lifted.
仰望铜蛇就可以不死了。
Anyone who look upon him will not die.
这是当时的一个机会教育定的一个办法。
So that was a temporary solution and the teaching of God.
但是到了西西家王的时代。
But then comes to the time of King Hezekiah.
已经几百年过去了。
Several hundred years have gone by.
他们还向着铜蛇烧香敬拜。
They were still burning incense to the serpent, the bronze serpent.
成了一个属灵教会宗教的仪传统。
So it became a religious tradition and formality.
今天很多教会有宗教的传统。
Nowadays, many churches have religious traditions.
我举个例来讲。
Let me give you an example.
我在台北的时候，有个姓孙弟兄到我们教会聚会。
When I was in Taipei, a brother came to our church.
他礼拜天聚完会就告诉我。
And after Sunday meeting, he came to talk to me.
说你们教会礼拜天的敬拜节目少了一项。
He says, your Sunday program lacked one thing.
因为我们教会有一个奉献。
Because at our church, we will make offerings.
就是有人拿着一个黑袋袋，每个人眼前来收钱。
That they will pass around a sack, a bag, to collect offerings.
你们教会，你不收奉献，教会怎么维持需要的开支？
Says, if you do not collect offerings, how can you keep the maintenance of church?
我就告诉他们说，奉献按照属灵的原则讲，是爱主的人一个。甘心乐意的奉献。
So I told him, offering should be done as a willingness out of love for God.
没有出于勉强。
There will be no reluctance or compulsion.
所以我们教会在聚会厅的门口 摆一个奉献箱。
So we have offering boxes by the door.
有心奉献的就放在里头。
Those who want to make offerings can put them offerings in there.
我们看圣经的榜样，主耶稣称赞那个穷寡妇，两个小钱是投在神的库里。
As we see in the scripture, when Jesus commended this poor widow for dropping her offerings in the treasure box.
教会不会去征收这个钱。
So the church will not go around collect money.
尤其礼拜天有不信的人来到教会。
Especially when those who do not believe come to church on Sundays.
我是在讲那个钱有的不够圣洁。
And I would say some of the money is not sanctified.
你收在教会里头神不会喜欢。
If you collect that kind of money, God would not be pleased.
应该是从中乐意的奉献。
It should be out of love and willingness.
他听听觉得很有道理。
And then he thought what I said was reasonable.
因为他礼拜天希望带朋友到教会。
Because he wanted to bring his friends to church on Sundays.
有的福音朋友背后就抱怨。
And some gospel friends would complain.
我们到教会去听到还要捐钱啊。
And then we come to church to listen to sermons, and then we have to make offerings. And that does not bring glory to God.
尤其我再说一个例，我一个老二哥，二哥。
And let me share you another example. My second brother.
他比我大了二十多岁。
He's older than me by 20 some years.
在台湾有一天，他从台北到台中看我父亲。
One day he came to visit my father from Taipei.
那时候回到台北是夜里十二点的火车。
And then he had to take the night train to get back to Taipei.
他们说这两人年龄差不多，躺在床上在述说往事。
And then they were sharing about their past stories.
我父亲就尽量的向他传福音，传福音。
And then my father tried to share gospel with this brother.
他非常受感动。
And then he was greatly moved.
他回到台北。礼拜天就找一个教会做礼拜。
So this relative of mine, after he went back to Taipei, he tried to find the church.
当这个教会来奉献收钱的时候，拿这个袋子每个人眼前走一下。
And then during the church meeting, there was a bag passed around to collect offering.
他不晓得这是什么礼节。
He did not know what this was for.
他注意看旁边的人。
So he looked around.
大家把手握起来往黑袋子里头放。
And then he saw people just putting their hand in the bag.
所以黑袋子过来他要往里放。
And then so when the bag passed in front of him, he also put his hand.
看着放一下子就给了旁边的人。
But then the brother who was passing the bag quickly took the bag away to the person next to him.
他说他怎么知道我不是基督徒，不叫我姓李啊。
And then,
他说他怎么知道我不是基督徒，不让我往里放。
He was wondering how come he knows that I'm not a Christian.
后来我到台北看他。
So afterwards I went to visit him.
他就问我这个问题。
So he asked me a question.
我说人家是拿着袋袋来，基督徒要把奉献的把钱放下去。
So I explained to him the reason for the bag to pass around is to collect offerings from Christians.
他一听啊，好难为啊。
And then after he heard me explain that he was embarrassed.
因为他是一个留德的医学博士。
Because he was a medical doctor, PhD from Germany.
他是很有面子的人。
And then he has good egos.
他糟糕，人家别人往里放钱，他以为我要进去拿钱。
He felt very embarrassed and he thought people probably thought he was going to take money from the bag.
他觉得好尴尬，好尴尬。
He felt so embarrassed.
那么，所以我这个姓孙的弟兄啊，回到他们教会。
So that brother, after he went back to his church,
就述说说主日我们好不好也放一个奉献箱，叫弟兄姊妹甘心乐意的放。
So he made a suggestion to his church that maybe they would just put an offering box by the door for brothers and sisters to make offerings on their own.
但是有人就反对。说我们教会成立几十年了，礼拜天有这个项目。
But some opposed, saying that this is a part of the program for our church for many, many years.
他们要坚守他们的传统。
So they insist on their tradition.
教会任何的服事应该是有圣经的榜样， 有圣灵的引导在这里。
All services done at church should follow the pattern in the scripture and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们不要因为过去是这样，现在必须这样。
We shouldn't think that things should be done this way because it was done before.
好，我们知道他第五个做的项目。
So the fifth thing King Hezekiah did.
他是专一靠神，谨守诫命。
He trusted the Lord and kept His commands.
我们读列王记下十八章五到六节。
Let's read Second Kings chapter 18 verse 5-6.
我们一同来读好吧。
Let's read together.
西西家依靠耶和华以色列的神，在他前后的犹大列王中，没有一个及他的，因为他专靠耶和华，总不离开，谨守耶和华所吩咐摩西的诫命。西西家王能够专依靠神，谨守诫命。
King Hezekiah was able to trust in the Lord and kept his commands.
专依靠神说出是信心。
And so he had to use his faith to trust in the Lord.
谨守诫命说出的是顺服。
And he obeyed God by keeping his commands.
所以信而顺服，唯一讨神的路。
So trust and obey is the only way to please God.
所以，西西家王的时代，他复兴的时候是为了防止敌人攻击，去侍奉了亚述王。
His father, King Ahaz, was in order to defend himself against the enemy's attacks. He served the king of.Assyria.
但是西西家王上来以后，他不侍奉亚述王。
But King Hezekiah refused to serve King Assyria.
有敌人来，他自己靠着神的力量，把敌人都打败了。
And then when the enemy attacked, he trusted in the Lord and defeated the enemy.
因为他有信心能顺服。
Because he had faith to obey.
说国家就强盛起来。
Then his nation became strong.
所以信而顺服，我们一首诗歌说，这是逃出喜悦唯一的路。
There's a song that we often sing to trust and obey. There's no other way to please Jesus.
我们最后看的就是守节、献祭、配搭、侍奉。
Lastly, we see that he celebrated the feast and then the people served together.
我们先读历代志下。三十章二十一节。
Let's read Second Chronicles chapter 30 verse 21 together.
来读，在耶路撒冷，以色列人大大喜乐，守出教节七日。再读二十六节，这样在耶路撒冷大有喜乐。自从以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的时候，在耶路撒冷没有这样的喜乐。我一开始就说过。
As at the beginning, I said,
所罗门的时代，神的百姓是最高、最讨神喜欢的时代。
The spiritual condition of Israel was at its peak during the reign of King Solomon.
所以到了西西家王，他带领着神的百姓守节献祭，全国上下都满了欢喜。
When King Hezekiah led the nation to celebrate the feast and serve together, the whole nation rejoiced.
这里说，自从大卫的儿子所罗门王的时候，在耶路撒冷两百多年没有这样的喜乐。
The Bible says, since the time of Solomon, son of David, there was nothing like this in Jerusalem for the past 200 years.
当神的百姓们爱神的时候，喜乐就充满在我们里面。
When God's people love God, there would be great joy and gladness.
好，现在我们再看那个最后一句，列代志下三十一章第二节。
Lastly, let's look at Second Chronicles chapter 31 verse 2.
我们一同读，西西家派定祭司利未人班次，各按各职献燔祭和平安祭，又在耶和华殿内侍奉，称谢赞美耶和华。这里让我们看见一件事。
Here we see.
西西家安排利未人和祭司们分班分次侍奉神。
King Hezekiah appointed divisions of priests and Levites according to their divisions.
今天的话将是配搭侍奉。
So that they can work together.
保罗说过，教会是基督的身体。
Paul says that the church is the body of Christ.
我们每个人都是身体上的肢体。
Each one of us is a member of this body.
每个人功用不同。
We all have different functions.
但是我们要配搭在一起，去显出身体的功用来。
But we can serve together and make the body function.
这样教会才能兴旺。
Then the church will thrive.
我想几分钟和大家稍微做一些见证啊。
I'll share with you some testimony.
我59年到德国去。
In 1959, I went to Germany.
参加一个教会的全国的侍奉聚会。
To attend a church's national service meeting.
带着人给我介绍，我这个中国人去了，他希望我有点交通。
And they introduced me to the brothers and sisters, and they invited me to have some sharing.
我那时候第一次出国，英文根本就不会什么讲。
It was the first time I went outside of my country, and I did not speak English well.
我知道德国人也是对英文并不好。
I know that German people, they don't speak English well either.
我就祷告主给我力量起来做见证。
So I pray for the strength from the Lord so that I can give testimony.
我告诉他们在台湾的教会。
So I share with them our churches in Taiwan.
人数增加了100倍。
So in 10 years, we grew 100-fold.
教会配搭侍奉，很多人在一起来传福音，马路上到处发福音单张。
And then we serve together and we share gospel everywhere. We go on the streets to spread gospel flyers.
当时他们觉得我这个交通对他们有帮助。
So they felt my sharing helped them.
后来我到处去走了十几个地方城市去参观访问。
So I visited 10 more cities, more than 10 cities.
他们要介绍我到他们有关系的教会做见证。
So they asked me to give the same testimony to other churches, other related churches.
因为他们当时各教会就是少数的负责弟兄长老们服侍。
Because during that time in their churches, only the minority, only a few people serve, like the elders and deacons, they serve.
一般弟兄姊妹到礼拜天光来聚了会就走了。
And other members would just come to church on Sunday and attend a meeting and then leave.
所以他们这方面觉得很需要。
So they feel the need for this service, for this testimony.
所以教会配搭侍奉，这是非常重要的服事的原则。
So it is a very important principle that members of the body serve together.
刚才我说过，我们教会这方面非常成功，有美好的见证。
As I said, our church has very good testimony in this area.
所以现在之前大家粉刷油漆把整个的会说一天整理的美美满满的。
And then, right before the dedication ceremony, everyone did everything together. So just in one day, we made it possible for the dedication.
所以今天我们看见七夕家王时代几个复兴的项目。
Today, we just went over several areas of King Hezekiah's revival.
但愿弟兄姊妹每一个人都进入这个复兴的行列。
I hope that we will all be revived and join the trend.
让我们教会继续向前。
That we together we will move forward.
刚才大家说要同心合意，齐心努力传福音。
Just now we share that we will all serve God and spread the gospel together.
但有更多的人因着我们而得救。
So that more people will be saved through us.
好，我想谢，我想就会先停在这里了。
So this concludes my message.
大家低头一个祷告。
Let's bow our heads
have a prayer. 我想祷告你就不要翻译好。我们的主，我们的神，我们每一次奉你的命聚集在这里，我们看见你恩待了你的教会，你祝福了你的教会，让我的弟兄姐妹有属灵的进步。我们觉得在教会中真是满了你的同在，弟兄姊妹在祷告上，在各方面属灵的进步上，为你做了美好的见证。 主啊，但愿保守我的亲爱的弟兄姊妹进步，更进步，登高再登高，让我们真是活在你完全的心意里头，为你做更美的见证。耶稣啊，我谢谢你，我今天看见我们教会的光景，你都充满了感恩，求你为了未来的路，你自己更多的同在，祝福你的教会。将祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿们。我们一起起立唱一首诗歌647首。这首诗歌我们唱完以后，我们请蔡弟兄上来为我们有一个祝福，然后也为着我们等一下要用的餐饮来祷告。好，我们唱1 3 4 6，好不好？ Verse 1 3 4 6。
Amen.
你是始，你是终，你是昨天、今天到永远不改变的神。我们感谢你，我们也赞美你。我们每一个人的生命也是你手中的工作，我们也正在你的手上被你陶塑着。主啊，我们感谢你，我们将荣耀归给你。让我们早上能够一起团聚，一起来敬拜你，我们一起来领受你的话语。主啊，我们也感谢你，同时我们也为按照我们的需要，按照我们的时间，你给我们一切的供应，我们感谢你。我们也为等一下我们能够享用你桌上的食物，我们要感谢你。我们要再一次一起来领受你的祝福，你的恩典。愿天父上帝的慈爱，主耶稣基督的恩惠，圣灵的感动交通与团契，与我们同在，从今时直到永永远远。阿门，阿门。谢谢。